Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Separately, they're known as Sophia and Joe, but Sojo Ministries is joining us today to talk to us not only about their love of music, but what it's been like for them to share that with all of you. They also have a new single called Rejoice. We'll be listening to that and letting you guys know how you can show your support of it as well. Sophia, Joe, good afternoon to you, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Cyrus. Thanks for having us.
Good afternoon, Cyrus. Thank you.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Congratulations to the two of you guys. I know our listeners are going to love this single. We're going to be playing it a little bit later. Sophia, I want to start with you. You know, what has it been like for you to see the way that people are not only responding to the ministry, but the message of the single?
You know what, Cyrus? I think it is. It is just such a blessing. We see so many people come up to us, and they tell us how they are so encouraged and how the song just uplifted their spirit. And it is such a great feeling because I always look at it as if we just at least touch one person, we've done our job. So it feels so good to hear people encouraged by the single Rejoice.
Yeah, yeah. Joe, what about with you? I mean, what you guys have been able to do is really amazing. I mean, it's very, very, very obvious, you know, when people go to your website, that you guys are in love with each other, but you also have such a passion for music, and that comes out. What has it been like for you to not only to show people what is possible, but also to be able to give them this great message in this single?
It's been awesome. It's been an awesome experience just to show people what God has put in our lives and what he's allowed us to go through to help people and encourage them. To let them know that Troubles Won't Last Always Ways, which is one of our singles as well that will be coming up soon. I'm just thankful just to have the opportunity to do it.
So, Sophia, tell us, how did this all begin? How did the decision come about that you all knew that you all were going to be able to share your gift of music with the world?
Oh, wow. Well, it started, my husband is a music producer, so when we got married, you know, I always knew music was a love in his heart, as well as I always loved music as well. I just never thought I would be singing. And when my husband and I got married, you know, I supported him with his music. And one day he just simply asked if I could actually put down some vocals of some of the songs that God has given us, because we write all of our own music based off of our testimony. So I did that, and one thing led to another. He let one person here, they asked if we can come sing at their church, and then it just continued. And the next thing you know, people were asking for our business cards, do we have a website, and it just continued. God just continued to move in it.
Wow. So, Joe, your wife mentioned, of course, your own love of music. You know, can you kind of tell us about what that's been like for you to be able to see the way how you've been able to use that to God's glory?
Well, I'm just ecstatic just to be able to have the opportunity to do it with my wife. Instead of playing for another artist, you know, I'd rather do it. It's nothing like doing it with your wife. You know, it's, you know, not everything is always going to be perfect, but it's just that feeling that you have, that united feeling that you have with your husband and your wife, just going out to minister to people. This is a blessing.
And, you know, I think what is so great about it, too, Joe, and I'll stay with you for a minute, is that what you're showing what's possible for other men. You know, we guys get a bad rap sometimes when it comes to not including, you know, our significant other in things. But here you are. You're not only able to have a ministry with your wife, but also to be able to collectively, you know, be used this way, to be able to share this message. Can you kind of talk about what that's like for an example for you, for other young men, as to what's possible for them?
Well, other young men, I would like to say this, that, you know, if you do have your wife does sing or write or may play as well, just take your time and work with them. It's a blessing to work with them. It's nothing like working with them. And it's let them speak their mind. You speak your mind. You work together. You allow each other to come up with their own creativity and just put it together, and it'll work out great.
There you There you go. And you're hearing it from someone who knows firsthand. You're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to Sophia and Joe of Sojo Ministries. We're talking to them not only about their own love of music, but what it's been like for them to share with all of you. You know, one of the ways that I was able, and we want to thank Renee Sunday for bringing you guys to my attention, and she gave me your website, one of the websites, and, you know, you guys have a great web presence there. You communicate, of course, like a lot of us do these days through social media, through Facebook and Twitter. Sophia, how has social media kind of helped you in reaching a larger audience?
Oh, wow. Social media has really, oh, goodness. It's just been a blessing to us. You know, you can either use it for good or use it for bad. And when you use it for good, you can reach so many people. We're able to live in one part of the world and be able to reach out to people in Canada and, you know, fans all over. And it's just awesome because everyone knows what's going on, if we have a new project coming out or if we're going to be, you know, on a TV show or something like that. So it's just awesome. I love social media.
Joe, have you gotten used to the idea, I know, because, and I ask you this question because, you know, you have been able to have the career in music. Have you gotten used to the idea that there are people that, you know, are saying that, you know, that your words, that your songs are being able to not only change the way they look at themselves, but change the way they look at their relationship with God?
You know, I never thought I would have the opportunity to touch people through the words that God gives me. You know, me and my wife through song. You know, I always play with a lot of other people who touch people, and I was like, wow. You know, I wish I was able to write like that. And then when I got married, God started sending me and my wife songs, and that's what it's doing, exactly touching people the same way. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And one example of that is this single, Rejoice. Sophia, tell us a little bit about the single and how it came about.
Oh, sure. Well, Rejoice came about during a troubled time that my husband and I was going through. Everything was thrown at us, but the kitchen sink, as they used to say. And one day the Lord just spoke to my spirit, and he put the words rejoice in my ear. Excuse me, and he told me, he said, no matter what's going on, no matter what you're going through, you need to rejoice because I'm God. And I told my husband about the song, and then he actually started playing the music, and the words just started to come. And it was just an awesome experience. That's how Rejoice actually came about.
Well, it's a powerful message, guys, and I know our listeners are going to appreciate it as well. For those who haven't had a chance to hear it yet, here is Sophia and Joe of Sojo Ministries with their single Rejoice. We'll be back with more Conversations Live. Stay with us.
Rejoice! Rejoice!
Sojo Ministries here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM for our radio listeners and online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com. I actually have Sophia and Joe of Sojo joining us here. You know, Joe, one of the things about the words of that song, and I was listening to it again just then with our listeners here, is, you know, it's the importance of realizing it's a brand new day. So many times we get bogged down on what has happened, what has been. How important has it been for you to live in the moment and appreciate what God has given you right now?
Just, it's not easy. Believe me, it's not easy. But I just try to think on and dwell on the things that God has done in my life. You know, he saved me. You know, I could have been dead. You know, and God came and healed my body in the hospital room, you know. And it's just, you know, because I always try to give God a praise wherever I go each day. You know, each day I'm not perfect, you know, in doing it. But I try my best to give him praise because He is worthwhile to be rejoicing over.
Right. Sophia, it is you singing those words, you know, and the thing is, you know, we're going to be okay. You know, that is the thing. So many times, that you know, the enemy would have us focus on the negative. And how important has it been for you to focus on the blessings, to focus on what God has done and what he continues to do?
You know, and we're human, so different times, If the enemy tries to trick our mind and have doubt, you know, I listen to even our songs like Rejoice. I listen to that, and it allows me to remember all the things that God has done. And anytime there's doubt, I think back on and just meditate on the things that he has done, the miracles he has performed in our lives. And you have no choice but to praise him and just thank him, you know, for each day, you know, that you're in your right mind. You know, you can see it's a blessing.
There you go. And I think that is the thing. Again, everyone, Sophia and Joe of Sojo Ministries has been our guest. Rejoice is a single you guys heard here. Sophia, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you guys as well as how they can be able to get the single for themselves.
Okay, sure. The single is available on all electronic download media. So you can go onto iTunes and all the electronic downloads and download Rejoice. We also have our website, which is www.sojojo2.com, and that's S-O-J-O-J-O, the number 2.com. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. We're on all the social media, so they can contact us there. And if all else fails, they can Google Sojo Ministries and link up with us.
All right, so make it very easy for them. You guys are all over the place, so definitely makes it easy for them. I've tagged you guys on our Facebook and Twitter pages. We'll tell them here in a moment how they can go and find you guys there. Congratulations to the both of you. I'll end this segment by asking you individually this question. You know, Joe, what advice would you give? What encouragement would you give to listeners out there? No matter what their challenges is, you know, no matter what they're going through, what advice would you give them about the importance of not giving up and not giving in?
Just keep the faith and keep trusting God and not yourself and what storm clouds that may come around you. Just trust God and trust his word and obey his commandments. If you keep his commandments, everything will work out for his glory.
There you go. And Sophia, what for you? What would you say to our listeners out there about the importance of not allowing the enemy to drag them down, but the importance of keeping their heads up?
I look at it like this. You come too far. You come too far, and God has everything in control. So there's nothing to worry about. He already has it. Just keep pressing forward. If you turn back, you'll never know where you can be. So just keep moving forward. Just keep meditating on the goodness of the Lord, and you'll get through.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Again, everyone, Sophia and Joe of Sojo Ministries right here on Conversations Live. Rejoice is a single. Make sure you guys get it right now. You can get it through anywhere that you can buy your music electronically. And make sure you guys stay in contact with them online through Facebook and Twitter as well. Just search for Sojo Ministries. Sophia, Joe, thank you all so much for being on the show today. And I wish you all the best. And feel free to come back anytime. I'd love to stay in contact with you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank you.
All right. More than welcome. You'll find a part of this conversation in our November issue of the magazine. You can go to conversationsmag.com to find out more information about that. But for those of you who came in late and missed part of the show today, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of Conversations Live. You all make it a great afternoon.